BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 73, verses 12 through 14. Why does God hate me and love the wicked religious? Verse 12 stands alone. A conclusion of a man of faith perplexed and embarrassed. Asaph sums up the prior verses, which also act as an opening statement to the next section, the resolution. Verses 13 and 14 is a firm conclusion to his initial belief that when he saw the lifestyle of the wicked, rich fellow Israelite, whom appeared religious, and compared it to his own life. He believed he should be blessed because he kept a pure heart, but instead was punished every morning by a strict God. Then he learned that God was blessing everything the wicked religious did. Asaph was a man of faith. He kept his belief in God in the entire psalm. He had probably believed that a life of faith and obedience would bring prosperity and an easy life. However, when he got a good look at the rich hypocrite, he realized they believed in God, but did not serve God and obey his laws. They were wicked evil, and yet everything he did succeeded in making them richer and richer. God was blessing them and not him. This led to his crisis of faith. He began questioning his religion and understanding. When the Israelites returned from Babylon, they said the same thing as Asaph. God rebuked them through the prophet Malachi. It is futile to serve God, they complained. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Malachi chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Quote, "You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord," Malachi 3:13. Some feared the Lord and repented, and they will be remembered by God. Quote, "They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not." Malachi chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. God reveals Asaph the resolution to the spiritual crisis next.
Is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.